One,
two,
three,
four.
Monster movie.
Fun time, go! Monster movie.
Fun time, go! Monster
movie.
Fun time,
go!
Monster movie.
Fun time, go!
With Precious D and Honey Bee.
Fun time, go!
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, welcome to Monster Movie Fun Time Go. I am your host, Precious D, and with me today is Justin Korthoff from Chestnut Tree. He has a new game coming out on Kickstarter called Atomic Kaiju. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about this game?
Yeah, so Atomic Kaiju is a game that actually has been a long time coming. I used to work in the video game industry, and this originally started out as a mobile game pitch that I pitched to a company I was working for about, 6 or 8 years ago. They decided not to go with it and said, hey, you can do whatever you want with it. And so when I started making card games last year, I decided I wanted to dust this one off and see if I couldn't turn it into a card game. And what came of that was a deck builder card game where you start with a small hand of 10 cards, engineers and scientists, and you build up from a market of cards that you can buy, you build up your resources, whether they're scientific or military supplies, and try to build up enough science to hatch a kaiju and destroy your enemy's city.
Like you do.
Like you do, yeah.
So, excuse me, this Kickstarter's still got a little more time to go.
Yeah, about 26 days left.
6 days. You're almost last time I checked. So what do we get if we back this project?
So right now there's a couple levels you can back at. The base level is the game itself, which is $20. It's about 200. Well, it's about 170, a little over 175 cards for the game. Or there's a higher tier that you can get that has the card game and an embroidered logo patch that says Atomic Kaiju on it. And then there's the deluxe tier, which has the game, the patch with it, and a cloth and rubber playmat that you can put down that makes setting up the game like super easy. It has all the slots on it for where you put all the different cards to get everything set up for the market. I've also made it easier. I actually added a couple days after we started. The playmat is an add-on, so if you just want the game and the playmat and not the patch, you can add it on as an extra when you pledge for the game itself. And then, like I said, you commented that we were close. You're right. I'm sitting at 97% right now, but then we've got stretch goals coming. So if we hit $10,000, there's another 16 cards, civilian level cards, that'll go into the game, plus some other fun stretch goals that I haven't announced yet.
I went in for the patch. I like patches. I need a new jacket just for the patches that came with various games.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to be very, very popular lately.
A lot of the, yeah.
A lot of the little indie role-playing games that I back come with patches.
Yeah, it's a common thing I've seen on Kickstarter, and I thought it would be good. It doesn't seem to be super popular, but I'm glad some people want it.
It's a good-looking logo. It's bright colors, nice bold letters. I think it'll make a cool-looking patch. Well, tell us a little bit more about the actual gameplay.
So yeah, like I said, it's a deck builder. You start with a simple hand that has very little power to it. There's three scientists that have each one science resource, and then there's seven engineers that each have a supply resource. And you start with a hand of five cards, so it's going to be some combination of engineers and scientists. And then there's a market in front of you of five cards. Five open market slots, and then there's a stack of tank brigade cards, a stack of scientific research cards, all of which you can buy with those resources. So depending on how many resources you have in your hand during your turn, you can buy from the market, And like I said, there's sort of two economies. There's the science economy, which is good for getting mutation cards, and eventually, when you have seven science in your hand, you can hatch a kaiju. Or there's the military supply economy, where you spend supplies on things like helicopter flights and fighter squadrons and tank brigades and things like that, even giant mechs in the game. And so you can build up sort of, depending on which way you want to go, you build up either a strong military or you try to dive in and get science so you can get those kaijus, because the kaijus are the most powerful weapon in the game, understandably. And then everybody's city, it's a two-player game, but each person's city has 75 hit points to start with. And your goal is to try to destroy their city. And along the way, you can get, like I said, mutation cards, which alter gameplay and give you buffs and things like that. And then there's location cards that you can put in your city next to your kaiju nest that give you gameplay and defense buffs and resources as well. So you can get something like an advanced laboratory that will give you two science resources every turn. Or you can get something like a barracks that will give you a chance to draw an extra card every turn, things like that.
Are there any games out now for people who are into card games in particular, any games out now that use a similar mechanic that you could, you know, when you're doing your elevator pitch, you could say it's like this game, or it's like these two games put together. What current games would you compare it to?
It's similar enough to Star Realms. It's a fairly simple, straightforward deck builder. Star Realms is just that, but has sort of one economy. This has got the science and the military supply thing sort of split decision making happening. But yeah, I mean, if you like something like Star Realms or even the Star Wars deck builder, I think you'd like this game.
Okay. Tell me about some of the kaiju in the game.
Yeah, so I haven't actually talked about it publicly, but I'll go ahead and say it here. But like the kaiju, I mean, I assume, you know, given your podcast and I assume that you and your listeners all sort of know that originally Godzilla was a metaphor for atomic fear, you know, fear of the atomic bomb. And so I wanted to sort of pay homage to that. So right now, the kaiju that I have in the game, there's eight of them, and they're all based on the modern day acknowledged nuclear powers in the world. So every country that has nuclear capabilities has a kaiju in the game that's sort of not themed explicitly on it, but sort of implied, like based on that country. So there's a giant bulldog kaiju that's his name is Bulwark, and he sort of is the England kaiju. There's Longwei, which is a sort of a Chinese dragon kaiju, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of them right now. There's an eagle and a bear.
Yeah.
And I can't tell. Is this one a frog, a snake?
Yeah. That's the French. That's Grenouille.
Oh. Okay. All right.
I tried to be a little tongue in cheek with it.
why a kaiju game? Have you been a lifelong fan of kaiju movies?
What inspired
you to do that kind of game?
I've always liked monsters, and especially like Godzilla-esque monsters that are these sort of forces of nature. These things that are too big to be stopped. You know, something about that has always spoken to me. And you know, when it came time to think about games to make, like I said, this was originally pitched as a mobile game, and I wanted to do a really destructive mobile game where you're playing this monster that gets to just absolutely obliterate cities. That seemed fun to me. And then when it came to what else could I do with it after that, I liked the idea of a deck builder card game. I liked the idea of a kaiju and the atomic sort of metaphor going together and sort of making a game where your ultimate weapon is a giant monster instead of a big gun.
All right. Do you have a particular favorite kaiju?
I think my favorite kaiju in the game is Ursicon, which is the bear. I don't know. I love the way his art turned out and his card looks. I think it's my favorite. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a favorite one from like the movies or?
Oh, from movies. I mean, Godzilla, the OG, right? Like,
yeah.
I got to catch Godzilla -1, -Color just about a week ago. It went in its run on theaters. And so that was my fourth time seeing -1. And yeah, for me, Godzilla is the man. I've got a giant tattoo of Godzilla on my back, actually.
Okay. Yeah, we've seen minus one. I haven't seen it minus color, but I assume when the Blu-ray comes out that will be an option on it.
I hope so. I hope so, because it was gorgeous.
I'll watch that version when I'm able to.
Yeah.
But I believe it's left the U.S. theaters finally.
I know. So I'm sad.
I don't know how long. I'm sad, but I want to own it. So.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be out on Blu-ray soon. And I'll be picking that up immediately.
Yes.
Yeah. It's an exciting time for kaiju fans. There's just so much content.
I know. I've been working on this game for over a year, and I didn't like intend for it to fall where it did. This is where my timing led me, but I'm really happy that like it's falling in a time when everyone's really excited about Godzilla Minus One and the Monarch TV show is out. And then the new legendary Godzilla Kong movie's coming in a couple of months. And so I ended up right in this perfect little kaiju window, and I'm really happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to be going to any of the conventions or anything?
Not with the game. No, I thought about PAX Unplugged, but I haven't, I don't have the money to make prototypes of the game. So I wasn't able to go earlier this year to PAX East Unplugged. It was Unplugged that had just happened, right? Or West happened in September. I've lost track, but, but yeah, so no plans yet. I do want to try to hit up BGG Con later this year because I'm in Dallas and that's where they do their convention. So I'd like to hit up BGG Con with both of my games later this year, but we're going to have to see how it pans out.
Okay, well, if you're in Dallas, then you should look into Kaiju Go. I don't know if they have any tables still available. We're an official sponsor of that event. It is a Japanese movie, toy, and art show.
Okay.
And if there's any tables left, I'm sure that I don't know if you'll have it, physical copies ready by then. It's in August.
But I will.
This is the second year they've done it. So if you can't get in this year, I'm sure you could get in next year.
That's awesome. Thank you for the tip.
I'll send you some information on that off the air.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for that. And the game is supposed to ship in June, in Kaijune. I don't know if it'll actually, I should be able to make that. If I get the stretch goals, I may have to push it out to July, but I should have games by then. So that would be very cool.
Okay. We're also going to be at G-Fest this year.
Oh, nice.
That might be too soon for your game, but might be able to arrange something for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We know some guys that were running demos for their card game last year. I don't know if they'll be there again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple other games. There's a game room set aside for that. So people just down there playing demos, playing Godzilla Jenga. A guy had a homebrew of Risk that he added kaiju to that he was
running
demos of. I might be running some role-playing games this year.
Awesome. I'm not sure.
I haven't decided yet, but yeah.
I love that. That's very cool.
I did a panel on role-playing games last year. I'm hoping to do it again this year, and I might run some demos in the game room. We'll see.
Hmm.
So yeah, I would recommend looking into both of those, but especially Kaiju Go since you're in the Dallas area.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look into that. Even if I don't make it with the game itself, just to go as a fan would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. And there's another one called DamCon that started last year, and I think they're planning to do it again this year. So that's also in the Dallas area, so I'll send you information on that too.
Love it. Thank you.
So this is your second card game?
Yes. Yeah, I did a game last year called Reason for the Season.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that one, even if it doesn't have kaiju in it.
It's very different, yeah. It's called Reason for the Season, and you play as one of four holiday mascots. So you're either Lucky the Leprechaun, Esther, who's this sort of engineer character who represents Easter. There's Jack, who's Halloween, and then there's, Cupid for Valentine's Day. And it's a battle game. You fight against each other as you go through the calendar year. You have to survive the calendar year. And at the end of the year, one of three Santa variants will show up. and you have to fight Santa Claus, and whoever defeats Santa Claus becomes the new reason for the season.
And that's also a card game? Is it
Yeah, it's a card game.
Kind of, is it a deck builder? Or
no, it's just every character has their own deck of 26 cards, and you just battle one another with them.
Okay.
So yeah, that one's available now. That's for sale now. Now, like I said, it was a successful Kickstarter, and I've got about 200 copies of the game left to sell. So,
all right. Well, good luck with those.
Thank you.
Well, so we'll put a link to the Kickstarter in the show notes and a link to your website as well. I encourage everybody to go out there and take a look at the game, see if it's a kind of thing you're interested in, and tell your friends about it. So thanks for joining us today, Justin, and good luck with your Kickstarter. You're really close. I'm sure you'll make it to the finish line.
My fingers are all crossed. I'm hoping we'll get it over the finish line here in the next couple of days.
Good. And I hope we will see you out at Kaiju Go. Come look for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's going to wrap it up, I think, for today, folks. This will probably just be a little bonus episode. So be here at the regular time for our next regular episode. Remember to keep calm and take shelter in basements. And please don't misuse science. We won't see you, but you will hear us next time on Monster Movie Funtime Go. You've been listening to Monster Movie Funtime Go. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and review us on your podcasting platform of choice. Our theme song is by the Texacato Folk Rock Punk featuring Lita Lopez. You can support the show, find links to our social media, and even leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/mmftg.